Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Tezayin, and we're learning Sim Yagimah, where the Chayyadim is talking about the act of klipa, of kiluf, of peeling something. And he's saying that the summer for the suit is going to be mutter. The question is, why exactly is it mutter? So he said, the Mishmur asked the question and explained it to Derek. This is the normal way to do it. So that becomes the part of the Maisa Achila, and so it has the Heter Maisa Achila. And we already explained before that every berber hits up with the question, how is that, or not every berber, but many questions of berber, why isn't there Achila? When you're eating something, why isn't there a concern of berber? Similar to Teichin, when a person is eating something, why isn't there a concern of Teichin? A person is crushing things and grinding things, breaking things into pieces. That's what you do when you eat. Many times when you eat, you have food which is good, food which is not good, you spit it out. It's part of the achila process. So we explain this concept that when it's achila, it's derech achila, that's not called berur. So the point that Mishnah Berurah is saying is that derech achila to take the klipa off, b'shas achila, so that's not called berur. Why isn't it considered dosh, the malach of dosh, which is the paradigmatic case of dosh? A person has a grain which is growing, and there is a husk which grows around it. The person extracts the kernel from the husk. The person is over the malach of dosh. So over here, the person is removing the shell. That's a form of dosh which is taking place. So this question, one approach is dosh was a malacha which was permanently done in the sada. A person in the field, they would take the things they harvest, they would thresh them, they would winnow them, they would then make a pile out of them, they would eventually grind them, and then they would have flour, and then when they're ready to eat, they would take the flour and make a dough out of it, losh, and then bake it, which is bishul. So in Yom Tov, for example, skeet is not mutter, tov tzadi hei. Sebeis, skeet is one of the malachas which is asur on Shabbos. Skeet is being told of dosh, and dosh is something which is not done in the context of the normal process of derech achila. So it does not go into the heter v'achol nefesh. Even if you have one scenario where it happens to be end up being chol nefesh, for me, it's still going to be usur. So malachas which tend to be done prior to when you need them, and they're done in larger amounts, and then they're stored, are not called malachas chol nefesh. They're called malachas avoda. And Yom Tov, malachas chol nefesh is mutter. So cooking, even shechting, they didn't have refrigeration, so shechting. These things which were considered chol nefesh. Chol nefesh means that the malachas which are done in the immediate preparation of the food to eat it, not which is done earlier to then store it away and then use it as is. So dosh primarily is done in that earlier stage. So it's not done as part of the derech achila, but there are certain times where it's done as part of the derech achila, in the sense that you leave the shell on and you bring it in with the shell because that preserves it, so that it's there to be a shemer for the item. Or alternatively, the fact that the derech is to wait it's in the house to remove the shell, in the case this is not your regular concept of the malach of dosh. Something which is a shemer or something which is the derech is to bring it into the house with it does not go into the malach of dosh. So going back to the case of the apple, obviously we're not peeling apples beforehand. We peel apples when we're ready to eat. So the malach of dosh would not be relevant. Nuts, which you're moving from the shell, so you might do it earlier for convenience sakes, but there's no reason to do it earlier versus later. And as a matter of fact, keeping it inside the shell might make it more well protected and taste better. So the preference still is to leave it in as such. And based on the swerve, that it depends what the normal to bring in the house. These are normalized to bring in the house like that. That's a standard way people do it. And even if nowadays the person would say we shell our nuts beforehand, We do that because of convenience, not because we disagree with the point that there's advantage of having the shell on to the end for many products. So Kaponim Klipa Mekiluf goes under the Malacha of Barer, but not under the Malacha of Dosh. So because it is taking away the bad from the good, but the heter is for that is because that's the same way of doing it. That's the heter of their Chachilu. So a person has to be careful when they are doing Klipa, removing the Klipa, that they're doing some form of Dosh for these type of things. Excuse me, they're doing some form of barer for these type of things, and so it's only mutter meeting the kol barer, which means it's done by hand for immediate use, and we're going to drop the criteria of the good from the bad, but everything else remains the same. So that is the comparison to that. I assume we'll continue to go weiter the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.